report, we present two cases of undiagnosed EPS during controlled ovulation stimulation, COS, who sought IVF treatment due to fallopian tube obstruction. In the late stage of COS, progesterone levels in both patients significantly increased and LH levels decreased, followed by oocyte retrieval failure. These cases emphasize the importance of vigilance about patients with unexplained increases in progesterone and decreases in LH during the COS process. Further, the examination of human chorionic gonadotropin in the initial and midterm phases of COS should be considered essential for patients with unusual hormone dynamics.